the grace of God. We read in Romans in chapter 12 about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those are also called gifts of grace. In Romans 12, verse 6, it says, since we have gifts. Now he's talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I believed in it 50 years ago. Someone asked me just yesterday, one of the young brothers, Brother Zach, how did you get the gift to preach God's word? I said, I'll tell you. When I got baptized in 1961, January, it is what, 52 years ago, I read in the scripture, earnestly desire to prophesy. I was just 21 years old. And I said, okay, I'm a Christian. I don't know what all it means. It says to prophesy is to speak to men, to encourage them, to build them up, to strengthen them, to comfort them. I said, Lord, you have commanded me to earnestly desire to prophesy. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. And I said, I'm going to do it. And I kept on seeking God. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and give me the gift of prophecy. Give me the ability to be able to speak God's word, to encourage and challenge and build up. I was not naturally like that. I was a very shy person, reserved, hesitant. I was not an orator. I couldn't speak. But I said, I knew that the Holy Spirit could handle all that. And I sought God, and I still seek God even today. Lord, a greater gift of prophecy, a greater gift of prophecy. So I say to many people, you don't have because you don't ask. You don't seek God earnestly enough. There are 100 things on earth that you seek more earnestly than gifts to serve others. And a lot of people seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit to show off. A lot of people seek the gift of tongues to show off. The gift of tongues is not given for showing off. It's for private communication with God. The purpose of gifts is to serve others. And here it says, as we have Romans 12:6, gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. The gifts are different. You can't all expect to be preachers. Some people may have another gift, maybe to pray in secret. Maybe you're one of those hidden members of the body of Christ. Don't you have hidden members inside your body, like the kidney and the liver and the heart and all that? How many of you believe those are unimportant? Is it only the visible members like the fingers and the tongue and the... I would any day lose my fingers, then lose my kidneys and my heart. Any day. The visible members are not all that important. Some of the invisible members inside your body are 10 times more important than the visible members. And the visible members function. Well, why is my tongue functioning right now? Because my heart is pumping. You don't see it. But there's a hidden work going on. The heart never gets any credit. The tongue gets the credit. It's like that. You know, the church is a body of Christ where different people have different gifts. Some people pray. Some people do so many other things. We could never build a church. I could never build the church by myself here. Impossible. It's a function of many, many people doing many, many different things. And some of them don't get a lot of public recognition because they're hidden. But they're doing a faithful work in secret. Differ according to, but it is a grace. There is a grace that comes, that operates as he exercises a gift to bless other people. And the fundamental requirement to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit is you must have a great passion to bless others with the love of God. That's what God said to me. If you fill your heart with my word and fill your heart with love for my people, I will always give you a word for them. Not just from the pulpit, in private conversation, in an email. And you're on your cell phone with one sentence, you could give a word that will bless and challenge somebody and encourage somebody who's discouraged. Why don't you have that word? You gossip so much on the cell phone and you gossip so much when you sit and talk with others. But you never have a word to encourage and strengthen and bless people. It's because you haven't sought it. You don't have because you don't ask. Let's seek for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Every one of us can seek for the anointing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit to serve others. That is also a grace. The word charisma, from which you get charismatic, it's a Greek word, charisma, gifts. But charis, C-H-A-R-I-S, is the Greek word for grace. Did you know that? Charis, grace, charisma, gifts, charismatic. The gifts are the gifts of grace. And it's because people have not used it as the gifts of grace that there's so much confusion in the exercise of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you to seek, say, Lord, I'm not asking you to make me a great preacher, but give me the gifts of the Holy Spirit that I need to be able to serve you, to serve others. Seek for it. That's what Jesus prayed for. You know, it says in Luke chapter 3 that when Jesus went into the waters of baptism, he was praying. We know what he was praying for because the answer came immediately. As soon as he came out, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and he got supernatural gifts to preach, cast out demons, heal the sick. That's what he was praying for when he went into the waters of baptism. Follow his example. He who had lived a holy life for 30 years said, Father, I can't serve you without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, even though I lived a holy life. Neither can you or I. That's what made me seek for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. When I saw that Jesus needed it too. Seek for the gifts of the Holy Spirit that he wants you to have to build the body of Christ. One last verse and then we close. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. It's one of the most fantastic verses about the grace of God in the whole Bible. Seven times you read the word, you read of an abundance, you know. God is able to make all, that's number one, grace, abound, number two, to you. So that always, that's number three, having all sufficiency, four, in everything, five, you have an abundance, six, for every good deed. You saw that? Seven times speaks of abundance and overflowing. All grace, abound, always, all sufficiency, everything, and abundance for every good deed. God is able to give you that grace for every single situation you can ever face in life. I thank God. It was one of the greatest discoveries in my life that the new covenant brings me the grace of God in abundance. I can handle any situation, anytime, anywhere in the future. I can fulfill all the ministry God has sent me onto this earth for, and so can you. That's the good news of the gospel. The gospel of the grace of God. You've heard it properly now. Now go out and seek God and say, Lord, I want to live in the good of it all the days of my life. And don't forget it. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads before God. Heavenly Father, as we seek you, we pray that that which the devil has cheated so many of us of for so many years, that we shall possess our inheritance beginning today and enjoy the fullness of your grace. The Holy Spirit being poured out upon us so that we can have a sufficiency for every situation, abound unto every good work and every good deed at all times, always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.